Hey y'all, we back at it again with another podcast. I know, trust me, I've been slacking off and I just know it's for good reasons, okay? I've been jumping from job to job and just, it's been crazy. But I'll explain that, you know, down the line and actually in my next podcast. But this one, I really, you know, pretty much, I actually wrote out some ideas. I know it's kind of like 2 months that I did my last podcast, but I just want to let you guys know exactly a couple topics that's been on my head for like a while and everything, excuse me. It's been on my mind for like a while and stuff. So basically, y'all already know what it is. Y'all basically get the raw, unedited version. Y'all get the straight up what it is, what it ain't. You know what I'm saying? But before we get into this, I always tell you guys, you know, you can always reach out to me. I have everything. I should have everything linked into my bio, like my Instagram, my Snapchat. Even y'all can email me if you guys just want to talk about certain topics. But today, what I'm going to talk about is how I lost myself. How I lost my connection with my soul and actually how I gained it back. And I feel like a lot of people are actually lost right now. I feel like everybody's lost. I feel like a good 98% of people are lost. You know, because we get so wrapped up in social media and what he's doing, what she's doing, what I'm not doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get so wrapped up in that we lose ourselves, you know? And also, I'm going to explain how I lost myself and actually how I gained myself back. So let's go ahead and get started. So basically, how I lost myself in the beginning, I lost myself, I want to say at the age, I want to say because I'm from Michigan. I'm recently just moved down to Florida. I've been down here since September 2018. So I would say I lost myself when I moved to West Bloomfield. And that's when I started going to my high school, Wall Lake Central. You already know Wall Lake Central. We had fun from 2008 to 2012. Oh man, we had so much fun. But that's the thing, like even when losing yourself, you have fun in the process, like you hold memories, but also it'll also be bad memories of what exactly how did you lose yourself? So I want to say I lost myself when I moved out to West Bloomfield because I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anyone. I didn't know anybody at school. I didn't know anybody in my complex. You know, I felt kind of like alone, you know. So I had to teach myself how to basically maneuver by myself. And I was 14 years old and I was just so out of place. I was so lost. I didn't know what to do. So, you know, now this is a disclosure real quick. The friends I made at Central are the same friends I have now. I want to let you guys know, you guys are not the factor of how I lost myself. I also contributed into the decisions and actions that I made. You guys are in no way, shape, or form, any type of way, how you guys influenced me to lose myself or anything. I made the decision to do stuff. That's all I did. All in all, I love you guys. And we still keep in contact today. If we do, if we don't, I love you guys. But basically, to come back, at a young age, I want to say I started, I started drinking at the age of 14. I remember my first drink was Captain Morgan. It was. And nobody didn't know. You know, I mean, except the people I was around, but nobody didn't know it was my decision to do that. And I started to fall in love with alcohol. I started to actually liking it. And, you know, when you start to have something good and something new that you never had before, you basically, like, yes, I want it, I want it, I want it, you know. But also, I was that child that's kind of like sneaky a little bit. I didn't want to say a little bit, but I was sneaky a lot. But also, please do not bash my parents. they did not, they didn't have no type of contributing to, like, my decisions as well, my actions as well. Y'all bash my mama, my dad, my parents, we gonna have a problem. Anyway, come back to that real quick. Yeah, I had my first drink was a Captain Morgan. I actually drunk the whole thing straight by myself. Of course, the next day, you guys already know what happened. I had a hangover. I was throwing up. It was bad. But I wanted more. And at that moment, I knew I started to shift from who I was. I started to change. And started to drink more. I went from Captain Morgan to, I want to say, I tried Bombay. Hate Bombay. Hate Captain Morgan today. Then I went to just Ciroc. And I stayed with Ciroc through high school. So I would drink Ciroc. Like, I would bring liquor to school and everything else. Because it was just, I started to lose myself. I started to lose my way. So I just felt like, you know what? I honestly want to drink. I love to drink. Drinking feels great. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel powerful. I love it. I like how the way it makes me feel. So I remember we used to bring liquor to school and everything. You know, we used to drink it out of water bottles because, you know, clear liquor in water bottle looks like water till you open up the lid and then there you go. So we used to do that. And I used to smoke. You know, my favorite drink was actually pre-Ciroc. And not smoke, sorry, drink. But even my senior year, my senior year, I started to smoke. I remember the first time, I'm not going to say who I smoked with because I'm not trying to get us all in trouble, but you just know I was there. So my senior year, I started smoking and I loved it. I fell in love with it. I have no problem with it. So also I started drinking and smoking and I felt amazing. While I was doing this, you know, I'm fitting in with the groups, you know, like, oh yes, lit, I love it, blah, 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 this is amazing, this is great, this is and that, you know, and I was okay with it. Then I started to realize, by me doing this, I was in a lot of drama. I was in the whole he said, she said stuff. I was always in that mix. I was always in that whole, okay, well, Sinclair was there, so what did she say? Oh, Sinclair said this, Sinclair said that, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was always in the mix of it. And I was always in drama. Always. So many people knew me that I didn't even know. But here's the thing. I didn't care. I didn't care. That's the problem I had. I didn't care. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. But I feel like I was so powerful. I'm like, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. Y'all ain't body. Y'all scary. Da da da. Like, it was just, I was so arrogant at a young age. I was 18 years old. Ignorant, arrogant, all of that. Literally, all of that. Excuse me. But, you know, by that happening, by me putting out that energy, I'm also receiving it back. So, by me putting out that drinking energy, I'm getting friends that are alcoholics. By me putting out that smoking energy, I'm getting friends that are weed heads. Now, to be honest, all the people that I used to hang out with from when I was 14 years old all the way to me being 25. I'll be 25 in May. So, I'm saying I'm 25. Me being 25, 90% of them, I don't even talk to no more. I'm not even friends with them on social media. I have no idea where they're at. And that lets me know, by me putting out that energy out there and receiving it, that lets me know that's basically what I had and that's what it was meant to be for me to get because of the energy I put out. So, by me doing that, you know, I got in trouble. I got in trouble with the police, I want to say like 3 times. I'm not in the system. No, I was not doing that. I'm not going to jail. I ain't got time for that. You know, I was just in so much stuff. And, you know, from the age of when I was 18, I know I'm kind of like bouncing all over the place. I'm going to go back real quick. So when I was 18, that's when I started drinking and smoking. And, you know, honestly, it was fun. I'm not going to lie, it was fun. I was lit. We were at parties a lot. We were always at somebody's house smoking or at this person's house drinking. We was always, you know, in the mix. You know, then I went to 19 to 20. I was in college. I was in a mix up there, drinking, smoking up there. And then when I got out of college, I was still drinking and smoking. It toned down a little bit, but not as much. Then when I got my own place, I most definitely was drinking and smoking. Because I was by myself. I didn't have no one here to tell me, okay, Sinclair, don't do that. Don't come in the house smelling like weed. Don't come in the house being drunk. I didn't have that. I have my own place. I can do what I want. So by me doing that, like I said, I was always in the mix. I was always just doing a lot of stuff. I was always in the drama. And I noticed I started to lose myself more was when I completely stopped drinking, enjoying, trading, and smoking. Now, it's nothing wrong with weed. It's nothing wrong. I'm not throwing any type of shade to my weed smokers or anything. That's all I'm talking about. I never smoked a cigarette in my life. I don't plan on it. But I'm not throwing any shade to them. I'm not throwing any shade to, you know, anybody that's, you know, has a problem with alcohol or anything like that. But I know with me, I was just a heavy smoker. I would smoke every single day. Every single day. I was doing that from like 18 all the way out. Every single day. Every single day I was smoking. Every single day. And I was just, like I said, I lost myself. I didn't care. You know, it's a time where I think people follow me on social media from, like, I want to say from, like, 2015 or, like, 2018. You would notice that Sinclair wasn't caring. I was always in some drama. I was always around people that didn't care for me. I had, like, dudes that I would talk to and everything else. They didn't care about nothing at all dealing with me. So, it was hard. And I noticed that, you know, my anxiety got higher. My depression rate got higher because I was literally drowning. Literally, I was drowning. I was drowning myself. I was completely lost. And I just didn't care. From, you know, me being that party girl that's just be lit. You know, we're sad, blah, blah, blah. I didn't care about, you know, who I hung out with. I didn't care about what company they brought. I didn't care about anything. I didn't care. Only thing I cared about was, okay, who getting the liquor tonight? Or, hey, where the bud at? You know what I'm saying? I didn't care. I just didn't care. And I knew it got bad to the point where I basically almost lost everything. And at this point, I didn't really tell nobody or the public this, but I almost lost my apartment and almost lost my car. Now, mind you, when you have a car and you're about to lose your car, it's not good. Okay, it's not good. Now, my car was in the shop and my apartment, you know, I recently just, you know, I ended a relationship that was terrible, you know, and then it was just like, it was a lot going on. And I was at the lowest of the low. I was like crying every day. I would, you know, I was smoking all the time in my house. Like, if you looked in my house, it was pretty like a pretty much a cloud of smoke. Pretty much. I was drinking every time I had the chance to drink. Like, it was just, I was bad. And my depression, my anxiety was at an all-time high. So, I remember, now this is the part where it's going to get religious. And if you guys do not believe in religion, or if you guys do not support, the same religion I support, then you guys can completely disregard this, or you guys can completely not listen to it no more. But this is probably why I get to religion. And I grew up in a Christian household where we believe in God, and of course, Jesus, the Bible. The Bible was always in my face when I was younger. So I remember I was on the phone with my best friend. Shout out to Mercedes. Love you, girl. Love you, Mercedes. I remember I was on the phone with Mercedes, and I was on the phone with her. I forgot what day it was. And this was back in, like, in the beginning of 2018. when my car was in the shop. And I was high. I wasn't in my sober mindset. And I remember I was telling her, I said, you know, I said, I don't think God loves me. I said it. And I said, I don't think God loves me. I don't think God cares for me. And I just don't think God wants me here. Now, me saying wants me here, of course, a suicidal thought crossed my mind. Of course, by me doing this, condoning to weed and liquor, of course, I was extremely, I had suicidal thoughts every time that I had a chance to think I had a suicidal thought. So, when she told me, she was like, she basically said this. She said, Sinclair, how can you ever say that? First of all, you're going through a lot, you know. Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me. I don't know what it is. But she said, like, you know, she's like, Sinclair, you're going through a lot. And basically, you had a terrible year. She's like, you lost everything. You're about to lose everything that you cherished and love. You already lost one thing that you cherished and love, which is my dog, my baby Bella. I lost her. I had to give her away, and that killed me. And she was a baby pit. She was adorable. And secondly, my car. Thirdly, my apartment. And she was like, you know, you about to lose it all. You know, she's like, so I understand why you're saying that. She was like, but God loves you. Pretty much. So we had the phone call, and I was at home. Now, mind you, this whole time I was lost, I rarely prayed. I rarely, really, rarely prayed to God. I never said, thank you, God. I never said nothing. I only prayed to God when I wanted something to happen, but I never was thankful when it happened. I never thanked him. So that night I prayed, and I prayed to God. I said, God, you know, I'm not here. You know, I'm lost, and I just want to be found. And I truly, truly need you. So, of course, me crying and stuff, I cried, and of course, I dozed off. Now, this is the thing when I say that I had the dream about my grandmommy. My grandmommy, she passed away, I want to say when I was in the seventh grade. And I love my grandmommy. I love my grandparents. All of them, I love them so much. And when I lose them, it kills me. So, you know, I basically went to sleep, and my grandmommy, she was up. Not up. Oh my goodness. Lord, forgive me. Sorry about that. She wasn't up. Disclose that. I meant to say I was up. So I went to sleep, and pretty much what happened was that I was at a hospital, which was extremely weird for me, was that I was at a hospital, and it was like nurses and doctors were walking past me. Like, I didn't exist. Like, I'm just like, what is going on? So then I see a woman, but she's facing, not towards me, but she's facing the other way. So I see the back of her head. And I'm looking at her. I'm just like, that looks like grandmommy from the back of her head. As you know, of course, how you remember the person before they died is going to appear in your dream. So I walked up to her, and I'm looking at her, and I was like, grandmommy? When I said that, she turned around. It was like she had the most biggest smile on her face. The biggest smile on her face. Now, mind you, I didn't ask my grandmother to visit me in my dream. Only thing I prayed was to God. So she looked at me, she smiled, she had the big smile on her face, and she said, oh, baby girl, how much I miss you. I miss you so much. And when she said that, I was stuck. I was like, oh my goodness, it's really you. Like, like, what? It's really you. So, you know, I sat back and I was just so much distraught. So when we do it, so we were walking and we were talking. And as much as I can remember, I was telling her everything that I went through. From the day she passed all the way to that moment of how old I was at that time. And I was just telling her about all my heartbreaks, all my friends, what they did to me, blah, 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 what I had done to myself and everything else. And so then we sat on the bench and she looked at me and she was like, baby girl, she was like, trust in God. Just do that. Trust in God. And I said, okay. I said, I'll trust in him. Okay. And before I woke up, my grandmommy told me, she was like, also take care of them. And then I woke up. I went back to sleep trying to get her back in my head. I'm like, what does she mean? Take care of them. Like, what does she mean? To this day, I have no idea what she meant. I don't know who them is. I don't know who take care of them is. But I'm still trying to figure out what it was. So that day, you know, after I woke up again, because I couldn't have the dream with her in my head again, I called my best friend, called Mercedes. I was like, oh my goodness, I just had a dream by my grandmommy. And I said, since she told me to trust in God, blah, blah, blah. I feel like we was just really talking to her, like if it was just amazing. And so she was like, a lot of times, you know, people, especially dead people, do not appear to your dreams at all. But when they do, you have to take it seriously. Now, I'm telling you this because if you guys do not believe me, I don't know what to tell you. But this is basically from my experience. If someone else experienced someone, a relative that died or a friend that has died and visited them in their dream, take it seriously. Look at all the messages and everything they told you. So, you know, I called her. I was like, so yeah, I said, you know, she told me to trust in God. I'm going to trust in God. And at that moment, that day, I knew that I had to get myself together. That's when I made all the decisions I did now. That's why I'm at Florida today, blah, blah, blah. But that's how I came back. I started praying again, like how I wanted to. I prayed every single day. I was getting everything to God, and that's when everything started to fall into place. I got my car back. I ended up being able to pay my rent. Got that back on time and everything else. And then also was able to fill in the void of losing my puppy. Well, giving my puppy away. Because losing my puppy seemed like she died, but she didn't. Give my puppy away. So I was able to do that. But pretty much is how I lost my way. And I wanted to let you guys know, like, you know, it's going to take time to get through that. But losing your way, it's pretty much how my story was about that. And losing your way, it's a tough journey. Especially to come back. Like, now I do not smoke anymore. Now, drinking, yes, just rarely to none. I like to be sober, you know. But that's basically how I lost my way. What I'm gonna do else is that I'm gonna make other podcasts as well. But I just wanna keep this as a story, just as one topic. So soon to be, I will make another podcast about like self-love, girl talk about dudes or whatever, you know, tell my experience about that. I got you, sis. And to my brothers too, I got y'all too. I'm gonna give y'all bro talk. Even though it's gonna be me, I'm gonna tell y'all what girls don't like. I got all that. So basically, all I can say is thank you for listening. If you guys want any type of advice from me or to talk to me about anything, let me know. I know this kind of like lengthy video, Lord, no, sorry, but like a lengthy podcast, but it's all good in due time. Until then, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you for listening. Mwah.